we're going to be talking about to first look or not to first look.
That is the question, yes.
That is the question.
You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with Lagernes Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us.
Today I have Jennifer Price. Her company is called Event Shop Chicago. So Jennifer, I'm really excited to have you on here today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I'm really happy to talk to somebody outside of my pod because we're doing this during a pandemic right now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're doing this over Zoom.
We are, yes. We are being 100% safe.
We're going to be talking about to first look or not to first look.
That is the question, yes.
That is the question. And we have a lot to say on this. You definitely want to stick around and hear the whole thing. But first, before we dig into that, is there anything you want to add about you and your business?
Yeah, so we kind of, Event Shop Chicago, we serve the Chicagoland area. We are kind of working with couples. We work very well with couples who are looking to tell their wedding story in their wedding. And we've kind of just coined that term to mean telling your love story through your wedding details. So that's kind of like who we love to work with. I have personally been in the event planning world for the past 14 years. Got my start in nonprofit and corporate and kind of just jump shipped. I was sick of the black linens and long speeches that came with it and opened up Event Shop Chicago. And we'll be celebrating our 3-year anniversary this February. So we're super excited.
That is so awesome. I feel like the 3 years is a big milestone. So congratulations.
It's huge. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
And if you can make it through a pandemic, you're bulletproof.
I mean, we're ready for Broadway, right?
Yeah. So I want to kind of get into this subject of the first look. A lot of couples we talk to, some of them have honestly never even heard this term before. So I want to start by kind of breaking it down. Can you kind of explain to everyone what a first look is?
Yes, we actually have this conversation with our couples in the initial meeting, because you're right. So many are like, what does that even mean?
Right.
The first thing we tell them is that it is a really intimate viewing of you and your lover, right? Like whoever this amazing person is that you're about to marry, you guys carve out some time in your day before you get in front of 180 pair of eyes to say I do. And you kind of just like check each other out. You soak it in. You talk about, wow, we're doing a thing, a pretty big thing this day. Yeah. Your photographer, videographer are typically there to capture the moment. And if you work with Event Shop Chicago, your planner is lurking around the corner trying to get eyes, but we're giving you privacy. And you really just kind of like soaking in. And so that's kind of what a first look is in general. It's the meeting of the couple before their wedding ceremony to kind of say hello, give a kiss, and get some great photos.
Yeah, yeah. We always recommend a first look. I'll just kind of like start with that. And we'll get into why. But like, I know that you're the same way because we talked a little bit before this. But like, if someone has always dreamed of having that moment at their ceremony where like your partner is seeing you for the first time walking down that aisle, like for some people, that's huge. Like that is like a must have.
Right. Moment. And they painted that whole wedding around it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I know you're the same way and as us, and that, like, we totally, if that's something you've always dreamed about, totally respect that, and you should do it if that's what you want. But we also like to make couples aware of, like, why we think a first look is so important, and there's actually quite a few reasons. We want to kind of break that down for y'all.
The first look, I'm a fan. I have to say I'm a fan. I'm not a photographer, yeah, but I am a fan of it for a couple of reasons. The first reason I always tell couples I'm a fan of it is so intimate. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, but I want to see him or her cry. Like, I want to see how their face is. It is so hard to really get a glimpse with your lover as you come down the aisle or they come up the aisle when there are so many people there to see this happening, right? Absolutely. You got like 233 people looking at you and you're like, wait, is that them? I can't see over that nice, gorgeous hat this person is wearing. So that is one of the reasons. That is a very intimate moment. And I actually see more tears doing the first look than I ever see on a traditional walk down the aisle.
Same here. For sure.
For sure.
I want to kind of like break it down like from a photographer's standpoint about like, you know, like why we think it's so important, like as it pertains to your photos. So when it comes down to a first look and like if you're deciding whether or not to do it, one thing you really need to be thinking about is like what that means like for your photos. So it's hard just from a, just simply talking from like an aesthetic point. The wedding day moves fast. If you're doing that like first look at the ceremony, like when you're walking down the aisle, you first see each other, then that means like you obviously haven't seen each other the whole time. So like there are no pictures of you yet together.
Yes.
So you've got to then like you're seeing each other at that moment. And then afterwards you have to do like all your portraits and like family photos and things like that. It's much easier to like be able to pick a beautiful location when you're doing a first look, because like you don't have that time constraint. It's not like your ceremony's happening and then you got to go straight to like family photos. Like you have 30 minutes to an hour for like portraits and then to your reception.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That is one of our second points when we talk to our couples. I have so many couples who we share a Pinterest board or they show me inspiration photos and they have a photo of themselves in the South Garden of the Art Institute. But they also are saying they want to do a traditional walk down the aisle. Well, they actually have to make a choice at that point, because unfortunately you won't be able to do both if you're getting married at a great venue in Pilsen, because traffic wise in Chicago, there's no way to do all of that. So couples who dream for those artistic, Pinterest-worthy, Instagram-worthy photos always tend to go with the first look, because they can hit up the Bean, the South Garden, the best murals in town, the L Stops, all of these gorgeous photos that make this day more memorable. You can do it when you go and do the first look. And I always tell couples, too, when you do your photos during cocktail hour, I am going to be very transparent. You will not get them all. You won't get every photo that you send to your photographer, because by the time I usher guests out of the ceremony, by the time I put my hands up to block Unlinda from coming to give you a congratulatory hug so that we can get started, we're already 15 minutes in to the photos. And timeline-wise, I have to get that room flipped and ready to go in the next 45 minutes, because the catering team is dropping that steak on the grill and they don't want cold steak to be served to guests for quality reasons.
Absolutely.
So whenever you do your photos during cocktail hour, you really run the risk of not getting those dreamy ones that you have been kind of tagging on your saving on your Instagram all year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really like a good summary for that.
The other reason I always tell them too is that a lot of the couples that we work with are looking for an experience for their guests. So they're looking to create cocktail hour. They have thought of an amazing ramen station. They've created a slider cart that's going to go around. They've invested some time and money. And it is kind of unfortunate to not see those things because you're doing photos for that hour.
100%.
You know, you perfected the peanut sauce is going on that Thai bowl, but you won't be able to taste it because you're doing photos. So a lot of times when we lay those things out for couples, they tend to lean toward the first look.
So getting to like, and like what you just said, like getting to enjoy more of your cocktail hour and more time with your guests is a big one. That's another huge reason. When Maria and I got married, we did a first look and we have no regrets. And like, I would say probably about 90% of the couples that we do do work with end up doing it. And we've never had anyone regret it. So, and like I said, like, it's not for everyone.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to lay out the things that are important to think about. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. We do kind of a wrap up cocktails with all of our couples. And one of the things that I hear very often is, I'm so glad we talked about doing the first look. Yeah. And what I don't typically hear, or what I do also typically hear is, oh man, we should have did a first look. I felt like I didn't hear about the great dance battle that Uncle Ben did against, you know, Cousin Sarah, because we were doing a photo.
Yeah. Another huge reason is a wedding day happens very quickly. I think you would agree with that.
Strongly.
Yeah. I mean, it's very go. No matter like how relaxed you're planning on making your day, like there are definitely a lot of steps that you can take to like make your day more relaxed. But the nature of a wedding day is like you're just so excited, you know, your nerves are going. And it is also like I want you to kind of talk about how important it is like to have a moment with your partner, just like alone.
Oh, so important. You know, we kind of make it a requirement as much as we can. Like, it's part of like, you have to do this. And one of the reasons that we do that is because, like you say, you know, you wake up in the morning and before you can blink, the day's over and you're kind of riding off into the sunset. So that first look really offers that intimacy and that private moment before you start to entertain busy guests, before you have to give out, you know, 200 hugs. Post-COVID.
Yeah.
But before you have to do all those things, you really get, and before the day gets really hectic and you're jumping in and out of limos, it's really nice to be able to have that just, you know, 20 minutes alone with your, you know, the person you're about to spend the rest of your life with and say, hey, you know, hey, we got married today. We did it. We're doing a thing, man. Yeah.
It really just gives you that space to, you know, be like, you know, hey, how you feeling? You know, like, and be able to share with each other, like, you know, how your day has been going so far, and really ease each other's nerves. Cause you'll be like, you'll be so much more relaxed for your ceremony if you've had that moment together to just talk it through. I want to kind of go over what a first look can also look like. Because we've said now, like, some reasons why they're important. And maybe we'll have some more reasons as well.
Yes. I think that's also a question that couples always have. So typically a first look starts with either a bride or a groom having their back to the person they're going to marry. And, you know, traditionally just kind of being tapped on the shoulder, turning around, and then boom, there's your life, right? Yeah. So that is kind of where it is. But more importantly, it's where it can happen to me that makes it significant.
Yeah.
When you do the first look, we talked about the flexibility of photos at those artistic and lovely places, but also we haven't talked about how those photos can be at significant places. I've had couples choose to do their first look at a place where they had their first date. I've had couples chosen to do their first look at like the place he proposed or she proposed. So it really, you go beyond just those artistic pictures and you can land on some pretty tear-jerking moments when you decide where to do them. I've also seen them done at like terraces so that you have the backdrop of the city of Chicago, which we both can agree is iconic in itself. Right. So you really have a lot of options on what that first look can mean and not just what it can look like. So can you imagine having a first look at a place where you're going to have a hectic day, but a place where you had your first kiss and first date? I mean, that's a wedding story right there. One of the other things that we see a lot with first looks is people choose to do them depending on where their ceremony and reception location are. Like outside of the glitz and glam of the amazing photos, sometimes it just comes down to logistics, making sure you're not late for your own wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one big time when a planner comes in handy.
Yes.
We always recommend having a planner, no matter how big or small your wedding is, because no matter how big or small, if you're the one who's like trying to run the day on the day, it's going to be like, you're going to be preoccupied. Like your mind's going to be going all over the place, but it's so awesome to be able to have someone there to rely on to be like, all right, they're taking care of it. Like the whole day is going to be run and it's going to go smooth.
And other thing is, it's a lot less work for the photographer. You guys end up taking on a huge portion of the day when there's not a planner on the team.
Yeah, it just really makes the whole overall experience just much more enjoyable for everyone, really. I'm going to be doing another episode specifically on, like, actually our first episode was like, do I need to hire a wedding planner? Like, who needs to hire a wedding planner? So if you haven't listened to that one, you definitely should. And we go more into all of that, but
yes.
Yeah, a little plug for there. So something I'd like to add, like something that we have a lot of couples do at their first look is like, beyond just like, you know, a kiss and a hug and things like that, but to like share like a note they've written to each other or a special element like that, or like exchange gifts. I think, and you can really be creative here. Their options are endless. I mean, but those are just two things that we see, like our couples end up doing pretty often. I just thought about this. We had a couple do a really small wedding in the fall, and they actually exchanged their vows at their first look instead of at their ceremony.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really special. And like, that was just something they wanted to do, was that most special moment to be only them. I mean, of course we were there, but we're not there.
Right.
We're there, but we're not there.
We're like little ninjas. You don't even see us. We're there.
Little flies on the walls.
You know, one of the other points that I think sometimes doesn't get enough weight when the first look is that once you do your first look, you also can do your wedding party photos. So again, taking the pressure off the later half of the day when you're trying to party and have a good time. I don't have to go to the bar and wrangle groomsmen who are trying to get whiskey sours or whiskey neat because they've been going all day. It really frees up that latter part of your day. So I've even had couples, which I appreciate. I always throw it in there, but I don't make pressure. I've even had couples have immediate family meet before the ceremony and get those photos out the way too.
Yeah, that's something we advocate for sure. Like if you're going to do a first look and you want to be able to enjoy as much of your cocktail hour as possible, yeah, like knock out as much as you can right away up front. Our ideal structure is to do a first look, like something real short, special for the couple, and then to do like some wedding party photos, and then like right before the ceremony, do like the immediate family photos.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's ideal.
Yeah, have the ceremony. If there are any family photos that like you're not able to do, then like do those right after the ceremony, of course. And then following that, then like do your newlywed photos, like your, you know, because you, it's even though you've got like some photos from the first look, sometimes we'll do after the first look some more like formal portraits. But we always say like you should always have at least, you know, some photos after you're actually married, like after you've already done your vows and it's official.
Yes. But even, it, you know, if even with that, you're looking at 15, 20 minutes top, right?
Yeah.
You know, you, if you want to get special aunts or something like that, and they're still 15, 20 minutes top, we're not at like your whole cocktail hour.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like if you're trying to do a wedding party, family and portraits all after, yeah, you don't get to enjoy 1 second of your cocktail hour. So is there anything else that you have to add, Jennifer?
No, I think we kind of covered it all. We talked about the smooth transition of the day, how it enhances your guest experience and yours.
Yeah.
You get those artistic and photo, those artistic photos you've been longing for.
Yeah.
So I think it really, we kind of covered everything.
All right, everyone. Well, that's kind of like wrapping everything up. We hope that you found a lot of value in this. If you did, be sure to share it with like any of your engaged friends, anyone who might be even helping plan a wedding. So it could be something really helpful. Jennifer, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to have you on. For anyone listening, where can they find you on like your website and social media?
They can find us on our website, www.eventshopchicago.com. And that shop is S-H-O-P-P-E, eventshopchicago.com. We kind of think we're old school, so we went with that name. And then we are on Facebook and TikTok, but we're old school and kind of just hang out on Instagram a lot. So if you're really looking for us, come find us on Instagram. And our handle is event_shop_shop. And that shop still is S-H-O-P-P-E.
So thank you guys all for listening. And before we hop off here, I just want to let you know a couple things. One, if you have questions, any questions related to wedding planning, wedding photography, anything like that, we've created a place on our website for you to ask those questions. So if you go to thegernans.com /podcast at the bottom of that page, you are able to submit a question. The link is going to be the link to Jennifer's website, social media, all that stuff is going to be in the show notes of this podcast, as well as that link for you to be able to ask questions. Amazing people like Jennifer are coming on here and offering their advice, and it's so valuable. So make sure you utilize that and ask these questions. We have different wedding vendors on here all the time. So if we can't answer it, someone can.
There we go.
Yeah. Also, we have decided that these episodes are going to be released every Saturday morning from now on. So be sure you keep an eye out. And you can follow us on any podcast platform that you prefer, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any of those. But also, if you go to our website, go to that podcast page, like I said, you can sign up for our newsletter. And you'll be notified there as well. So again, Jennifer, thank you so much. I hope to talk to you again soon, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Cheers. Cheers.